I'm going to read to you out of Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 through, I mean verses 1 through 11. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them." All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on them and set Jesus on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Immediately the multitudes went before, and those who followed cried out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitudes said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." The title of this message is Obedience of Man and Beast. I want to take you back to Jesus' time, and I want you to think about what he was actually thinking in this, the last week on his earthly journey. And as he was walking among the people, still teaching among the people, Jesus knew that this was the last week he'd be here on earth. And it was right before Passover, and Passover was a most holy and religious ceremony, and the Jews would come in flocks, about 300,000 maybe, would gather for this Passover. And they would they'd worship, they'd pray, they would seek forgiveness, they would confess their sins, they would repent of those sins, and they would seek a Messiah. And there was always, during the Passover, an air of expectancy and excitement. The people would be zealous. They'd do whatever necessary to get right with God. And it was just a perfect time for Jesus to show up. Of course, the Jews had no idea what was fixing to happen. They had no idea that Jesus would show up the way he did. And they'd soon be making a path for Jesus. Some would lay their clothes on the road. Some would lay palm branches on the road. So I did a word study on the palm branch. And the meaning of the palms was they were considered symbols of peace and victory. They laid their symbols of peace and victory down for Jesus. They shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, save us." Hosanna means Jesus will save. As they shouted Hosanna in the highest, they wanted victory right then. They wanted to be delivered right then. They wanted to be saved right then. So go back then and put yourself in their shoes and try to think of what they were thinking. And they wanted somebody strong, a hero type, somebody that was courageous, somebody that would lead them as if in battle. They sure didn't think that they wanted a Lamb of God. So before we go any further, we know the story, Palm Sunday. We know all the stories having to go up to the death of Christ on the cross. But I want to point out to you something today that just a thought that God put in my heart. If there wasn't some kind of obedience and submission going on in Jesus' heart and others, then we wouldn't have the Easter story as we have it today. So I want us to look at, on this Palm Sunday, I want us to look at obedience and submission and see the three characters that illustrate this for us. So the first illustration of obedience is seen in verses 1 and 2. So I'm going to read to you again verses 1 and 2 out of chapter 21 of Matthew. "Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me.'" So verse 1 tells us that Jesus sent two disciples. Verse 2 says, go to the village and get me a donkey. We know that the disciples willingly went and did what they were told. And obedience was proven in their heart. They wanted to please Jesus. They wanted to do what God told them to do. And what would have happened had they been like Jonah? He said, no, I'm not going that way. Go opposite. And again, we wouldn't have a story like we do in the Bible now. We know the two disciples did what they were told. So I want us to compare our two disciples and them going to the Great Commission. As Jesus sent those two disciples, when we get saved, we're disciples of Jesus. If you agree with that, be born.
Amen.
Jesus told them to go. Doesn't the Great Commission tell us to go? Go into the village. The Great Commission tells us to go to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to uttermost parts of the world. And then go find a donkey that's tied up. Well, compare that to the Great Commission. Compare that to the world. Aren't lost people tied up in bondage to sin? So where to go? Where to go to the village? Where to go wherever they're at and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ? Where to liberate them from the sin in their life? So as we think about obedience on Palm Sunday, compare Palm Sunday to the Great Commission. Those disciples went. They did things that Jesus told them to do. So my question is to us, are we willing to go? Are we willing to do what Jesus told us to do? The church has been given the Great Commission to share Jesus with anybody that will listen. The two disciples did. We see the will of God being carried out. Are we willing to carry God's will out? Well, let's keep on going and look at another illustration of obedience and submission. And it's seen in the donkey and the colt. I'll read verse 5 if you've got your Bibles open. Matthew 21, verse 5. Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, in the foal of a donkey. As we read verse 5 and think about verse 5, my heart says even a donkey submits to Jesus. Even a donkey listens to Jesus. And you know what question's coming after those two? Do we? Are we willing to listen to Jesus? Are we willing to submit to Jesus in obedience? Do we listen to Jesus as he tells us what to do, just like the donkey did? The donkey evidently knew Jesus' voice. I'm not sure how that took place, but that donkey, the colt, did exactly what he was supposed to do. And Rhonda and I were walking the other day, and one of our neighbors has an old gray mare. And I imagine that horse is probably 30 years old. It looks like he's 130 years old. His belly sways, his back sways, he can barely walk, let alone run. So we call him. Rhonda calls him Smokey. She'll use that baby voice, come here, Smokey, come here, Smokey. And you know what he does? He ignores her. He doesn't know her voice. And I hear her every day we pass that old gray mare, here, Smokey, and he just stares at us, won't ever come. And as I think about Smokey not paying one bit of attention to us, I think about that donkey. How it paid attention to the Lord Jesus and was obedient to the Lord. What would have happened had that old donkey in the story been like the old gray mare in our walk and not come? The Easter story wouldn't be the same, would it? Third illustration, and it's the best illustration, I think, of obedience and submission, is in verses 6 and 7. So the disciples went out and did as Jesus commanded them, and they brought the donkey and the colt and their clothes on them and set Jesus on them. Jesus was obedient and submissive to the will of his Father. If Jesus had not been obedient to the will of the Father, the Easter story would not have taken place. I read a really good thought about what God thinks towards this week. You know that God knows everything about us. He knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts. He knows our intentions. He knows whether they're good or bad. There's nothing, anything that can be hidden from God. He knows it all. So as Jesus is being submissive to the Lord, he's being submissive to his Father God. God knows everything about Jesus' heart. He also wants to know us with intimacy. He loves us enough to die for our sins.
Amen.
How about us? Are we loving Jesus back with an intimate love? That's all he wants from us. He wants us to love him. Now, we couldn't know God the way we do if Jesus had not been obedient to the Lord, submissive to the Lord. If he had been disobedient, you and I would not have any way to go to heaven. If Jesus had not been submissive to the Lord Jesus, we wouldn't have John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. Can you imagine how Jesus thought in a human form, I can't go through this, I'm not going to go through this, and would not die on the cross for our sins? I don't know about you, but I'm so very grateful for my place in heaven.
Amen.
God's gone and prepared a mansion for me, the Bible says. If Jesus had been disobedient, we wouldn't have John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. Had he been disobedient to God, we wouldn't have that verse. We wouldn't have eternal life with the Lord. When we take the Lord in our hearts, our salvation starts right then. I got an email from one of my brothers this week, and he was so excited. He had, and during his quiet time, God shared with him that the moment he got saved, the Lord Jesus came into his heart, and his salvation began right at that very moment. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to have eternal life. Jesus takes the sin, replaces it with life, his life, and we begin our walk as soon as we get saved. He wants to save us. He died to save us. And it's up to us to choose to allow him in our hearts. So if the disciples were obedient, don't you think that we should be obedient?
Amen.
If the donkey was obedient, don't you think that we ought to be obedient? And if Jesus was obedient to death, don't you think that we ought to be obedient to death?
Amen.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this world right now. There's a lot of risk that you and I take. And knowing that we're alive now, when we die, we'll be more alive. We won't die the second time. We died when we gave our life to the Lord. So I'm asking us today to be obedient and submissive to the Lord, no matter where he takes us. I was at Kroger's Thursday morning, or whenever the governor made the announcement, I went to Kroger's, this one down here, and it was pretty full of people, and they were trying to obey the 6-foot social distance thing, and some were not. And there was an older man, I think he was in the beginning of dementia, and he got in between myself and another man. We had 6 feet between us because I had them marked out. And this man broke line and got in right behind me, and I'm sure he didn't know better. His wife was with him. And the guy behind me just made a face at the guy, but didn't say anything. But the guy behind him started almost yelling, "You broke line, get out, I was here first, you know how we do." And I'm praying, I start praying right then, "Lord, I don't want a fist fight going, I don't want this, help us be Christ-like." Well, finally, the guy got the message and went to the next line, did the same thing, and the lady behind him really hit the ceiling. She got all bent out of shape. So I'm thinking the Lord has called us to witness, and he puts us sometimes in a position that's not safe. It wasn't safe to be right behind that old man and the woman. It wasn't safe to be near that lady that was losing her temper, because I don't know how you do, but when I get irritated, and if I were to raise my voice, I'd spit. Amen? Nobody else spits. I know this, yeah. So I didn't really want to be close to that lady. So I really began to pray, and I tried to act Christ-like. I tried to smile. I tried to help that old man. And so So God puts us in places to be obedient and submissive to His will. My heart's taken care of. I'm saved. Go into the world, Jerry. Because you're saved, you've got the Easter story in your heart, and do what you can to help others. So as a church, I'm not telling you to go someplace that's not safe. But if you are someplace that's not safe, and you see somebody acting up, number one, you can pray for those people. You can ask God to take over. I can't imagine what was happening 2,000 years ago. But I do know this. Jesus rode that donkey. And even though the people were looking for a Messiah, a deliverer, he knew that he was the Lamb of God.
Right.
And he was going to do what God the Father told him to do. And the two disciples did what Jesus told them to do. And the donkeys told them, did what Jesus told them to do. And we see that a week later that Jesus fulfills his purpose in this earth because of submission and obedience. So today, as we think about Palm Sunday, I know that most of the time we lay palm branches at the cross. But I want you to think about obedience and submission. Who do you serve? Is your heart the Lord's heart? Has He given you a new heart? Do you use it for Him? Are you willing to be Christ-like in times like we're in today? What if you get to the store, amen, brother. What if you got to the store and there's one loaf of bread left? Are you going to get it or are you going to give it to somebody else? And I'll leave that with you. I don't know what I'd do. I do know this, that God called us to be Christ-like.
Amen.
In this world. Let's pray. Almighty Father, I pray that you take these thoughts and put them in our hearts in a new way. Father, we're in a different situation now than we've ever been in. We need help. We sure don't need to be part of the problem as Christians. We need to be solving problems, Lord. We need to tell others about the Lord Jesus in the best way we can. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to be obedient and submissive to your will. I also pray, Lord, that speaking of the church, that we would return back to you. We give up our worldly ways, Lord. Repent of our sin and draw near to you with humility and love for you and a willingness to serve you, Father. I pray for Hillcrest Baptist Church that you would still give us opportunities, Lord, to serve you in the ways that we can. I do pray, Lord, that as we leave today that you give us safety as we leave the parking lot, Father. We be patient. Lord, I pray for the traffic on Governor Williams will pull out, that you be with those vehicles as well. Jesus, we love you and thank you for the privilege of being here today. And Father, I look forward to next Sunday, Easter Sunday. We'll be able to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.